I wonder sometimes if this is not what's going on with the kind of radical atheist. I mean, you kind of have two kind of atheists hanging around. You just have the atheists that are just atheists because they just don't care. And then you have the atheists that really, when you kind of listen to how the conscience sounds, they're atheists because they're mad at God. I mean, they are really protesting. In fact, they act like there is a God who's wicked more than a lot of Christians act like there is a God. They are really, the gig is up when you start to listen to the conscience, and it's a radical protest against God, and especially it becomes a radical protest against the law, that God's law does have demands on us, and if I don't like those demands, then the best kind of strategy of the conscience is simply to remove God so that he can't stand there to be the judge. So when I've got something, a way that I want to live, something that I want to do, a sin that I really particularly love, the easiest way to ease the conscience is to get rid of God and his law, to expel God from the conscience. But that expelling of God from the conscience is a violent, radical, unnatural thing to do. And you see the kind of seared, twisted, evil conscience that will result from it.